patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Fox Sports Wisconsin. Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
She's here to make you feel better about the Milwaukee Bucks. Not that you feel bad. If you feel... Got some questions?
I feel okay.
Make you feel
I want to feel really good.
All right. That's why Zora Stevenson is here.
Zora, make me feel really good.
I was
going to
say, this week, you don't really need me. I mean, you should already feel good.
I do feel good. I want to feel better. Homer promised.
I did.
No matter how I felt, you could make me feel better. So... You're on the spot.
Well, what is it about that you have any thoughts or questions?
Can we say happy National Women's, Women's History Month, Zora?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. It is. Okay, go back to the original question. My train of thought was lost.
there really was no question. We're just trying to figure out.
I have a question.
Oh, you have a question?
Yeah, okay. I think that Giannis is the weirdest free throw shooter in the history of basketball. Nobody can shoot as well as he shoots and then do air balls. I think he's the best free throw shooter ever, and I'm trying to look for a website that has air balls. It's really hard to do an air ball, and yet he does it periodically, even though he is shooting he's shooting great at the free throw line. Would you like to join my club, Zora?
Well, I don't know about the best free throw shooter there is, but definitely shooting it much better than he was at the beginning of the season. I mean, just so people understand the growth here, and I think it's mostly mental because the mechanics of it all are always there. You're shooting like 63% on average for the season. Last five games, 77%, and in the month of February, around 75%. So it's been a consistent thing for this month. And I think he's found his rhythm that works. And so what I mean by that is I think he always had a rhythm, but then, you know, say you would have a game where you would miss a few and then you can guess the rhythm. Now, okay, he's like, I'm shooting it well. I'm just going to keep this same rhythm. And if you notice, he's waiting to get the basketball until he is ready. Even sometimes he'll even hold off the ref like, nope, don't pass it to me yet. And I think it's just
so he has a process
himself now
before he gets the ball, not just when he gets it.
Exactly.
Ah,
yes. If you are watching tonight, watch for it. He waits just a little bit before he receives the basketball, and that's when the count starts. Because previously he was getting the basketball and he was shooting it right at like 10 seconds. He was taking up his time. And so now he's like, nope, you guys aren't trapping me anymore. So notice that. Look for that tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Giannis's free throwing. He's going to be fine. Who cares if he shoots an air ball here and there?
Wait a minute.
No one.
What do you mean no
one cares? I agree with
You've
that.
Never
I
seen do. A player like that ever in your
I know,
life.
But it doesn't matter. He's making enough right now that I'm not worried about a couple of air balls.
I tend to agree with you, but you've never had a player like this to ever experience it.
I can't recall it, so.
All right.
What, that airballs but is still good at the free throw line?
Yes, never been one like him. He is unique in that regard.
That's not a good unique, though.
But I'd have to do some research on that.
You do research. Go for it.
I just feel like there's players that have had air balls, but not necessarily consistently. But yes, okay.
All right, let me ask you, in your career as a basketball player, how many free throw air balls? I bet you never did one after the age of 5.
No, I've definitely airballed a free throw. And we're talking high school and beyond, but I can't remember the number. It's just a mental thing. Sometimes the ball just comes off the fingertips the wrong way. No, not consistently, and probably not more than the number of fingers on one hand.
There you go.
If you know. Still, it happens.
On to the real question.
Yeah.
The real question, Zora. We know the Bucks are on a streak, right? They got 5 in a row.
Yes.
People are okay. Now here's the Bucks that we know. They're finally got
they've
got
been bad teams mostly, other than the last.
Well, whatever you're saying, people are saying they won 5 in a row. Right, we can address Homer's little thing there in a second. But the first thing is, I want to know is like, are we done with the roller coaster? Because before they won these 5, they lost 5.
Right.
And before that, they won 5. Before that,
so, they did.
Are we going in fives here? Are we going up and down? Are we done with the up and down? Are we finally found some consistency? Have they hit that level yet?
My answer to that would be time will tell on that one. I mean, you just kind of gave a synopsis. They won five, lost five. Now it's back on the upturn. So I think you have to get past this five-game mark to see what's going to happen.
Early on, wasn't it feeling, we're feeling the new roster out, we're feeling all this stuff out, we're kind of getting used to stuff. That's what I'm saying. Does it seem like we're past that now? Not getting used to anything anymore.
Yes.
It's not new anymore.
Well, the roster's not new. But Coach Bud has thrown in tweaks every game. So I think that is going to be a consistent thing that you hear up until the regular season is done. Because if you're a coach and you're throwing in different things every game, then you're never catching up. You're never an expert in one area, if that makes sense. And so I think that'll always be a, hey, we're getting used to X, Y, and Z, whether it's a set that Coach Bud is putting in, whether we're doing something different defensively, right? So that is something that the team will always be tweaking. Now, you know, the line of we're getting used to the roster, I definitely feel like they're at a point where they understand everybody's, you know, strengths and weaknesses and getting guys the basketball and position to be successful and communication. I definitely think that has come a long way, and that is not necessarily, like, if there were to be another downturn, no, you couldn't blame it on that. But I still think that trying new things could account for some of, like, the up and downness that we might see until the playoffs.
See, and I kind of feel like I'm just mentally rifling through my playing career and coaches that I've played for and doing things, and we're always tweaking stuff, especially team specific of who we were playing. There are always tweaks. Coaches, I mean, if you got a really good coach, I mean, he might draw something up right there, brand new, never even practiced before. That's just something that they had in the bag. So, I mean, I kind of feel like that goes along with the territory, and that's got to speak to, you got to have a high IQ to be able to do that, pick that stuff up on a move and keep going. My concern and reason for the question is I really want to know, is the team going to be consistently good, or are they flip the coin, who's going to show up this game? That's what I don't want to hear. I want to hear that okay, maybe they're still working some stuff out, but they're certainly going to be a high level team more times than not. It's not going to be five up, five down, five up.
I think the team is consistently good regardless of the up, down, up, down. I mean, they're third in the East. They're one of like a few teams. What? Three teams in the East have a record above 500, and the Bucks are one of those teams. You know, that's not necessarily a good scale because more teams should be above 500, but it is what it is. Well, four if you count the Knicks. So
no one counts the Knicks.
What I'm trying to say is I think the team has established themselves as a quality basketball team, and I think they are consistent enough. It's like, who's going to have a breakout game, though, right? Because I feel comfortable in saying, okay, Chris is going to have somewhere in the 20-point range, maybe a couple points more, a couple points less, right?
Yep.
Giannis, the past five games, has been over 30, but you can probably guarantee it'll be somewhere between, like, 28, 35, right?
Yep, book it.
It's those games of, like, when is Chris going to have 30, or when is Giannis going to be in the mid-30s rather than the low-30s, right? Or who out of the rest of the starting lineup or off the bench, like, is Bobby Portis going to have a 20 game? That's where it's kind of a toss-up, which is okay, because the Bucks have enough weapons where it could be a different person every night. So, say Brent Forbes hits three threes one game, well, this game it's like, okay, Bobby Portis gets more openings. And a lot of the times, too, it's based off of opportunities. Like, a lot of the times, for example, Brook Lopez. Say Brook has a game where he's got, like, 4 points, and the next game he's got 15.
Yep.
What I'm seeing is just field goal attempts. I mean, some games Brook is getting, like, four field goal attempts, and other games it's 10. And that's just kind of the randomness of the offense. If you are not Chris and Giannis, nothing's guaranteed when it comes to offense and opportunities. It's just them reading, and if, you know, you're in a good position and if they see you, right, and the ball kind of makes its way to you. So I think the team is consistent. I just think, one, it's home and road. There's a big difference between home and away, and so it's no coincidence to me that they're on this five-game winning streak while they're home. The previous five-game winning streak was started at home as well, and that makes a big difference for the team. Not making excuses, just throwing out observations.
Right, and what part of that is Drew being back? I don't know where he comes in into those games. And what Homer tried to throw in on the side. The teams they've been playing aren't the top tier. Now the Clippers are. They're one of those teams, but the other four weren't necessarily the top tier.
Right. I mean, they lost five in a row to Phoenix, 22-11, Toronto, 17-17, twice, OKC, 14-20, and then Utah, 27-8. The five they've beaten, 14-20, 13-21, 7-28, 15-19, and they went over the Clippers. I mean, come on. But I would like to interject one thing.
Okay.
You should feel good.
Yes.
Because they're starting to understand the importance, and you saw it at the end of the game, of Holiday. They lose five in a row with Holiday playing. You got reasons to worry. They're figuring out his importance, and they're all playing better. They're playing smarter at the end of games.
I think they knew that. Come on.
Now, they got to play games. Got to play games. More games like the Clippers. When they win them down the stretch because of what he's doing and the team is doing.
I think maybe the fans are figuring out his importance. I think the players knew it.
I also have one question for Zora.
Great point, Tony. Yes.
Giannis seems so happy before the Clippers game. Is it possible that no fans was a major reason why they struggled at the end of last year and haven't been, or some players, the crowd has to be more important than others. I don't know, never was that good. But it made me think, is it possible that Giannis might be one of those guys that really missed the fans? Or was he just real happy?
100%
yes.
Yeah. 100% yes.
Did you hear that?
Giannis loves the interaction with the fans. And so much of what... Giannis's game is off of energy, right? Like, mean mugging to an empty arena just isn't as powerful as it is when it's like a full packed Pfizer Forum, right? Or what a lot of players have brought up is like, even on the road, you get fueled off the negative energy from the opponent's crowd. Like, they're fueling you, like, okay, you want to see me go down? No, I'll show you the exact opposite, right? So, I mean, when you first get in and when you're playing basketball, obviously it's fun and you enjoy it, but then you start to, like, as you move up levels, whether it's college or the pros, like, the fans are a motivating factor as well because just of the energy that they bring. So a lot of guys have talked about the fact that it's been a struggle without fans. So I definitely think that's some added energy. I mean, when Giannis had the opportunity to, like, give a fan his sneakers for the first time at the beginning of February in Cleveland, he said that brought him so much joy. And he missed that simple action of just interacting with the fans. So, yeah, definitely not a coincidence that Giannis started to pick up his game at Pfizer Forum at a time when they're allowed to bring in more and more fans.
So, tonight, pretty good matchup. Denver Nuggets, almost pretty close to identical records. I think the Bucks, a couple games better than the Nuggets. But what are you looking for tonight from the Nuggets? I mean, obviously Murray and that Drew Holiday matchup is going to be unbelievable.
That'll be fun, and I'll be interested to see, can Brooks stay on Jokic, or do the Bucks go small?
No,
I mean, lately, especially
he cannot.
End of game.
I'm telling you right now, no.
Lately,
Joker's too
end
tricky.
Of games, Coach Bud has been going small, right? So he's had Brooke Lopez on the bench, and it's been like Pat Connaughton in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just for, I think, defensive purposes. I'm looking at my notes now. Yeah, last time the Bucks played the Nuggets,
by the way,
Brooke
Connaughton
was on
can't
the
defend,
Joker.
By the way. I know you said defensive purposes, but he's not the greatest, just in my opinion.
Late down the stretch, if Brooke is not in the game, that would obviously, you'd have to put Giannis on the Joker. What I will say is tonight, when Bucks win, everybody's going to have to shut up about this whole they haven't played anybody in five games with the exception of the Clippers. Because
yeah, Homer, you hear
Denver
that? Shut up about they ain't played anybody.
Is always a front runner.
After
in the
tonight,
West,
funny
the
how that was
Zora,
brought up.
So you can tell Homer.
Tonight.
You can tell Homer. You don't have to say everybody.
By the way, Zora,
she said,
you
Homer,
realize,
you have to shut up.
You realize this is a special game because there will be somebody on the floor who scored 40 points in a half of a game of basketball. You realize that, don't you? 40 points and a half. There's only one human that'll be there tonight with 40 points in a half. You know who that is?
Might be Jamal Murray
no,
as well.
Nobody else. He's, nobody else.
Ask him. I don't know. Murray may have. He may have. I don't know.
40 points and a half of basketball. Will Chamberlain can't be there because he's dead. Marcus Howard, 40 points and a half of basketball against nationally ranked Buffalo. Did you know that's
right? You had to throw in the Marquette.
No, this
there,
is
huh?
No. I don't care where you played. You can come on this show every day the rest of your life if you want to mention somebody who scored 40 points and a half in a game of basketball.
That's impressive. How many shots did he take? Asking for a friend.
Not many. He had probably 26 free throws. There were a lot of fouls, free throws there down the end. It was an efficient 40 points and a half. But I'm glad you asked that because that's a legitimate point. Yes, was he efficient? I'll have that for you next Thursday. 40 and a half.
That's respect. I don't really care how you got it because that's respect.
That's incredible.
Especially in the college games. Some college games are, 40 is 50.
And it wasn't like against East West North Dakota State. It was against nationally ranked Buffalo.
Not a directional state.
Whose coach has gone on this year to coach at Alabama. So he clearly knows what he's doing.
East West North Dakota State.
Yes. Outstanding. Some very good guards have come there. Please don't ask for a name. All right, Zora, thanks. I won't say anything about the schedule after tonight.
unless they lose, then he'll be mentioning it.
And if you find somebody else who scored 40 points and a half at the game, then let me know.
At the game, yeah, definitely not. Nobody.
All right. Thanks, Zora.
Bye.
She seems to enjoy it, huh? Are we doing better? We weren't doing bad, but I love it when she says you're 100% right. That makes my day.
That's when you state the obvious, just so she can get that little sign ball.
You take whatever you can sometimes. Right. Next.